In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During Lent, some of us were considering the problem of evil, both the evil that humans do to each other and the evil that we see in suffering, whether as a result of illness or some natural catastrophe. During the course of our series of discussions, there was the terrible coach crash near Zedes, and we realized, as if we needed reminding, that we were not dealing with an abstract philosophical problem, but with real suffering that happens to real people. We call God Almighty. We call him loving. But the question is, where do we see his power and his love when such tragedies occur? Why didn't he do something to stop it? On the Titanic 100 years ago, at Fukushima a year ago, or then, over 2,000 years ago at Calvary, why didn't he do something to stop it? Our ability to think and to analyze can come up with some explanations for this problem of evil, perhaps to do with the choices we make and the risks we accept, sometimes unwisely. But to see the power of God at work, we must look elsewhere. We see it in the midst of the tragedy itself, and especially in its aftermath. We recently visited the Fukushima photo exhibition at the Japanese Cultural Center here in Bern, and it starts off with harrowing pictures of the destruction. These are followed by rescue efforts with teams from all over the world, including countries that you might not expect to be particularly well disposed towards the Japanese. And finally, there are photographs showing scenes of joy, little miracles, if you like. Amongst the wreckage, loved ones reunited. A photo album is found, restoring precious memories of happier times, and so on. This is not merely survival, but resurrection. So too at Easter, we celebrate God's power, which is shown not only by the lengths to which he was prepared to go on Good Friday to show us his love, but also the power to create new life where before there had only been death. God's almighty power consists in bringing new life to the dead. Jesus, risen from the dead, is the pattern, the template. This is how God confronts and combats evil and suffering, always, everywhere, in whatever form it takes. He is involved in it, not left untouched by it. And afterwards, somehow, somewhere, when we least expect it, there it is. New life is suddenly there. This was the experience of the disciples in the garden that Easter morning. In our stories, in our encounters, in our memories, it can be our experience too. And so to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed, as is most justly due, all honour, might, majesty, dominion, and power, now and forever. Amen.